I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Especially after that stretch of 18 and 17 days, just how beneficial was that and how does that set you up well for the series?
It just gives the guys a blow. I mean, even go back even further, what was it, 30 and 31? Yes. So that's been quite a stretch. You know, as far as the position player end, it's basically been a three-man bench for quite some time. So a lot of these guys have played virtually every day. So the first half, you know, that coming in the first half, that's quite the stretch. So I think everybody benefited from the off day. And, you know, hopefully we're that much more rested today.
For Manny, how close is he? We saw him doing quite a bit out there today. How close is he to game action, or where is he at?
We'll see. I mean, we're getting a lot closer. He actually came out and did some stuff yesterday, too. So he's hitting, he's fielding. The running thing is probably going to be the last thing that he feels really comfortable with. But I think each and every day he gets that much better. Every day we kind of play it by ear and see how he responds to the workload, but so far so good as far as his progression goes.
Do you think it's possible today?
Well, he's not in the lineup, I'll tell you that.
But
so we'll see it. We'll see how the day goes.
Okay, Voit and Grisham, I'm assuming, are okay because they're in the lineup, right? What about Fernando Tatis Jr.? Is there anything new with him?
I mean, he spoke to that today. Okay. So he saw the surgeon today, and he gets to ramp up what he's doing on the defensive end. There's really not a hitting progression yet. I think we're getting closer to that. But I know he's excited about the fact that he's going to be on the field with us. He's, you know, no restrictions as far as taking ground balls, throwing, and so forth. Hitting's going to be the last thing.
Are you, do you know yet who your rotation's going to be for LA and how you might use Mackenzie Gore?
Yeah, he's going to pitch the last game in LA.
He is going.
Yeah, okay. So we'll stay in order after that with Joe pitching the first day.
Okay.
Then Snell, Darvish, Gore, right? No, I think that's what it is.
Thank you.
Yep.
I think the reasons are pretty obvious, but the reason for doing that and how do you think that helps Mackenzie?
You know, we're still getting days off. I mean, it's not like they're pitching on the fifth day. And then we have the All-Star break coming. We're going to take it start by start with him. And I think last start he benefited from and figured a way to get through it in five shutout innings. So each and every time he goes out there, we'll monitor the innings, we'll monitor the stuff and act accordingly. And from the last time, that deserves another start for sure.
Given that you do have so many good options there, you could do that again before the All-Star break, shuffle the days.
We could, but we want to see how the next start for him goes.
You have a lot of games coming up against the NL West. I mean, because you haven't really had that many.
Right. This is the first time we're playing the Dodgers there this year, and we're talking about late June right now. So this is the way the schedule came up.
Is it getting late enough you can say, hey, you know what, this is a significant portion of our schedule for us?
Yeah, I think, you know, one, it's finishing up the first half. I think we'll be, after this series and the next, we'll be right at 81 games, which is the halfway point. So that's certainly a marker to take stock to how you're doing. And then, you know, having them on the schedule for four at their place, it'll be exciting, put it that way.
I know you've been in here a couple times now in the visitor dugout, but there's some good memories come flooding back every time you walk in this ballpark from being here, and it was your home stadium.
Yeah, I mean, that starts with 0-1 in the World Series championship, so. You know, I was doing my running in the stairs here today, and I could probably do that in my sleep as many times as I've done that here. So this special place, you know, I got managed several years here, got to be on a world championship team here. I live in the Valley, so this is a cool place to come. And we get an off day at home yesterday, which you don't get very often.
Do you have a go-to place, restaurant, coffee place? What?
I have a bunch, but being that we haven't had an off day, and the team hasn't had an off day, and I can't remember, I just hung out at home and more family stuff.
Thanks, Bob.
All right.
Thank you, Bob. What's next for Will?
Will's starting to get...
From the-
the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.